think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Craig Unger. His new book, Den of Spies, Reagan, Carter, and the Secret History of the Treason That Stole the White House. This is the October Surprise legend. And when facts replace the legend, you print the legend, is the Hollywood recommendation. We're doing the other way around. When facts replace the legend, you print the facts. And that's where we're going. You can't solve everything immediately, but we need to go to the Reagan election campaign, watching these events, the takeover of the embassy, the Ayatollah's rise, the death of the Shah, and now Desert One. Ronald Reagan is running strongly for president, but he fires his campaign manager, a man named John Sears, and hires Bill Casey. Who is Bill Casey that Ronald Reagan reached for him at this point in his campaign?
Casey's a very interesting choice as a campaign manager because he's not doing the things that normal campaign managers do. Normally, it's about raising money, and Casey did some of that. But Casey was also, to me, one of the great American spies, and I characterize him as a sort of a mix between James Bond and Mr. Magoo. And he mumbled a lot. That was his nickname, Mumble. So the joke was, after he became head of the CIA, was that all the senior officials needed scramblers on their phone, but not Bill Casey, because no one could understand what he said anyway. He sort of spat when he talked. He was going in a million directions at once. But he was dazzlingly brilliant as a spy. He had done enormously important work in World War II in the OSS, as you said, against the Nazis. But as he prepared, as the campaign started, Casey was also building up a secret intelligence network. When I went to Israel, I interviewed Yehoshua Sagi, who was head of director of military intelligence for Israel back then. And he told me he had been meeting with Casey in 79 and 1980. This is just as the Iranian Revolution is taking place. They must have been talking about Iran. Casey was also meeting with South African arms dealers, with Israeli agents. He had a secret network all over the world, and he began to put it in action. And in November of 1979, he held a big fundraising party in New York for then candidate Reagan. Reagan, of course, was from California. He was not that plugged in on the East Coast. He needed Wall Street connections, and Casey had those Wall Street connections. And it was in the end of February or early March of 1980 that Casey took over the Reagan campaign.
Immediately, it is common knowledge that there is the possibility, after the Desert One rescue, that the Iranians will not release the hostages before the election. There is also the assumption that the president might do something like transfer an enormous amount of arms or money to Iran in order to induce them to release the hostages, because not everybody agrees that holding the hostages is a good idea for the future, one of them being Bani Sadr, the president of Iran, who Craig talks to in the course of his investigations. This is not a secret opinion. It's widespread that if the hostages are released, it will boost Mr. Carter. And though we look backwards with 2020 hindsight, The election was extremely close to the point of favoring the incumbent, as it always does, in the spring and summer of 1980. Have I said that correctly, Craig?
Yes, absolutely.
And because of that, Bill Casey recognized that the hostages could become a major component for Ronald Reagan's defeat. What is he going to do about it? And therein is the mystery. And we're going to turn to that mystery in just a moment, but I'm checking on one other relationship before we move on. Casey and Reagan, were they intimates? Were they friendly with each other? Because you note with great entertainment that Nancy Reagan was horrified with Casey's table manners. Had they known him very long?
Not really. Reagan's most famous quote about Casey is he said, you know what? I can't understand a word Bill Casey says. And you can ask him to repeat himself once. You can ask him twice, but you can't ask him a third time. That's rude. So generally, I just nod and smile. And you get the image that Casey is describing some dangerous covert operation, and Reagan is just smiling and nodding his head. So there are questions as to exactly how much Reagan knew. I tend to think he knew in broad strokes, but he didn't really know the details about what Casey was doing.
The book is Den of Spies, Reagan, Carter, and the Secret History of the Treason That Stole the White House. When we come back, a young reporter named Craig Unger is about to enter the story. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.